Our assignment for this week was to do something good for someone else, help somebody out that's in need, and bring a verse that goes along with that. And this week I wasn't around many needy people. We kind of have it. Most people around us are prosperous and everything, but this week I just tried to just be helpful and put others' best interests in mind rather than my own. Like Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
This week I had some things that I was wanting to do, but one of my siblings wanted me to hang a picture for them. So I got my things and did that, but I know it wasn't really a big thing, but when you do something and take time to help someone else out, it really changes your whole outlook on a day, and you're not thinking about all your issues, but you're thinking about helping someone else have a better day. And I got a verse. It's Luke 6:38. "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." And that says that when we give, we're not at all losing. It's just we're storing up treasure in heaven.
This morning I was reading these verses, Matthew 6:1-4. "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." And I was thinking, whenever you give, it shouldn't be, or do something for someone else, it shouldn't be like this big thing, like some big event, or that you're like, wow, I just did something really great. It should just be part of your daily life, just something that you do all the time.
Last week I thought about just being helpful as much as I could, and a lot of times it can be kind of hard to remember to be constantly looking for things to help. You know, it's good to remember to just look around, just be helpful, not only doing stuff for yourself. And I think a lot of times, like when you're in a big city or something and there's someone that really needs help, it can be good to stop and, you know, give them a little something. And I've got this verse here. Proverbs 19:17. "The one who has mercy on the poor lends to God, and he will repay him according to his gift."
I got the same verse there as Micah here in Luke 6:38. "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." And so, that's a blessing. When we give and help others, and it'll be added back to us. So I was working, trying to be helpful and giving this week, and so that's a blessing.
A couple different times this week I helped out some people, and I'd rather do something else, but it makes you feel better when you help other people, not only do your own thing. And got a verse in Deuteronomy 15:11. "For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you to do this word which says, you shall surely open your hands to your brother, to your poor and needy in your land.
Matthew 6, verse 2. Give to those in need and do not brag about it to others.
Last week we were in Springfield and there was a poor homeless man begging. We stopped and helped him out, and he was really thankful. And there's a verse here. Colossians 3:12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Last night on my way home from one of my friend's place, I stopped and helped an old lady jump her car. I got into the same verse that Jaden said, when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I'm trying to make it a big deal, but just make it be a part of something that you do every day.